previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Thanks to a load-shedding reprieve and a boost for manufacturing, the South African economy avoided two consecutive quarter contractions and grew by 0.4% in the second quarter of this year. Finance, manufacturing, trade, electricity, gas and water supply industries drove the momentum. The quarter was entirely without load-shedding, and as a result, the electricity, gas and water supply industry grew by 3.1% over the quarter, the sharpest increase since 2008. ShopRite is hedging its bets on its supermarket business and will sell its furniture unit to Pepkor for about 3 billion rand. It will also expand its specialist clothing, baby, outdoor and pet stores. Brands to be sold off include House and Home and OK Furniture. The announcement came with annual results, reporting a 12% increase in sales and a 12.4% increase in trading profit. Flat full-year earnings out of Aspen Pharmaceuticals and softer commodity prices saw the JSE down on all major counters at yesterday's close. The All Share and the Top 40 were both down 1.6% to 82,156 and 74,806 respectively. It's living up to its reputation as the worst month of the year for the stock market, as fresh jitters over the US economy saw Wall Street start September after the Labor Day holiday firmly on the back foot. The Dow was down 1.5%, the S&P 500 down 2.1%, and the Nasdaq down 3.25%. London's FTSE closed the session down 0.7%. Asian markets taking their cue this morning from yesterday's sell-off. Tokyo down 3.3%, Sydney down 1.8%, and Hong Kong down 1.5%. The Rand didn't like the fact that GDP growth was below expectations and is softer against the major currencies this morning. It's currently 17.98 to the dollar, 23.57 to pound sterling, and 19.87 to the euro. The dollar firmer against the euro at 101.51. Gold now $2,493, platinum at $909, Bitcoin down nearly 5% at $56,716, and a barrel of Brent crude $73.12.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.